This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
While reading yet another article about gun violence and mass shootings, I came to the conclusion that most of us aren't sure what is true and what is false. For the next few months, we'll be talking about and debating policies. It's worth getting the right facts on the table. First, violent crime has been decreasing for decades. Although I read this in many places and even say it on radio with some regularity, many people wonder if it's true. According to the National Crime Victimization Survey, the homicide rate is about half of what it was 20 years ago, and gun-related death rate is about half as well. Second, a large percentage of gun deaths in America are due to suicide. In previous commentaries, I've cited statistics from the Center for Disease Control. Look at any year and you will find that gun suicides outnumber gun homicides, often by as much as 2-1. Third, you are unlikely to be a victim of a gun-related homicide unless you live in a dangerous area or engaged in dangerous activity. John Malcolm describes four factors correlated with gun homicides. First is location. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, over half of all murders occur in 2% of the nation's 3,000 counties. Second, those murders are often associated with gang activity and drug activity. Third, most of those victims are males between the ages of 15 and 34. And a fourth factor is a dangerous partner. One law journal found that people recently or currently involved with abusive partners were much more likely to be victims of gun-related homicides. These statistics, along with these four factors, remind us that gun violence is not uniform throughout the country, nor is it likely to surface in safer neighborhoods or around safe, law-abiding people. That is why any solution to gun violence needs to focus on those areas and people who are indeed dangerous. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.